Hello and welcome to the City of San Antonio's Breathe Today, Essay Tomorrow Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Laura Mays, and today I'm joined by our very own Douglas Melnick, San Antonio's Chief Sustainability Officer. Doug, thanks for being here.
No, thanks for having me.
Doug, before we get started, let's tell our listeners a little bit about your background. You were first named the city's Chief Sustainability Officer in March of 2014, and as our Chief Sustainability Officer, you're responsible for the overall leadership of the Office of Sustainability, as well as the city's sustainability efforts and environmental policies. And of course, Doug came to us from the city of Albany, New York, where he served as the director of planning and concurrently as the director of the Mayor's Office of Energy and Sustainability. Your team just launched a brand new Breathe Today, Essay Tomorrow campaign. And let's tell people what this is. What is the goal of Essay Tomorrow?
Sure. So Essay Tomorrow was a three-pronged approach to really preparing for the growth that San Antonio is expecting. We're expecting an additional 1 million residents in Bexar County by 2040. And the question is, how do we respond to that? And so Essay Tomorrow is a plan that comprises a comprehensive plan which looks at long-term growth in terms of land use and where we grow, a strategic multimodal transportation plan that looks at how we move around the city, and then the sustainability plan really looks at how we balance that growth with our resources, whether it's natural resources, human capital, or our economy.
And this plan is really an organic document. I know you guys have been out to the community asking for feedback, finding out what people think. What are some of the flagship programs of your office that bring an issue of air quality out to our residents to help them understand what it is and why it's important?
Right. And really the big one that we have right now is this one, Breathe Today, Get Essay Tomorrow, is how do we educate the public, whether it's residents or businesses, about the importance of air quality and what they can do. The other big thing we have hanging out there is the potential for non-attainment of EPA ozone standards, and that has an economic impact on our city. And so the more that residents know about what they can do to help improve our air quality, the better. I think one of our goals with this campaign is to make people as literate on air quality as they are about water conservation, and that's taken years of work to accomplish. Another big program that we work on is our SA Bikes program, and that's about educating the community about how to ride safely in terms of using our bike network. We hand out helmets, we conduct bike education classes, and those are just a couple of things that we're working on right now.
Great. And those are little ways people can get involved and helps folks understand that there are little things they can do to improve air quality. Another way for people to learn more about this is through, of course, our council members and our city leaders. What have they done to provide support for our air quality initiatives? Are you working with them to get more ideas?
And council's been really supportive. They had provided funding in this year's budget for this campaign, as well as provided us funding to undertake a health study of the impacts of air quality, which will be coming out very, very soon. They've also provided really solid guidance on the importance of this issue. There's been a lot of lack of clarity at the federal level as far as what's going on with air quality standards. And presenting to council at the end of 2016, they gave very clear direction that regardless of what's going on at the federal level, it's our responsibility to keep moving forward on educating the public and researching, implementing policies that are going to improve our air quality.
And let's get into some of those ways that people can help. We've talked about the SA Bikes program as an example. What are some ways that businesses and residents, little things that they can do to help improve air quality and keep us from hitting that non-attainment status?
Sure. And there's lots of little things. I think one of the things that we want to do as a part of the campaign is have the city of San Antonio lead by example. And so one of the things that we've been very successful with is really looking at energy efficiency in our city facilities. Since 2011, we've operated a energy efficiency fund, which targets improving our city facilities. We've conducted over 375 projects in 188 municipal facilities, which has reduced energy use in those facilities by 19.3%. So if you think about that reduction and the reduced emissions as associated with that, that really has an impact on our air quality. And the other message to the community, whether it's residents or businesses, is it's not just about air quality, it saves money. Because of those projects, we've been able to avoid $5 million in additional energy costs through those programs. Other things that we're working on is looking at improving efficiency on our fleet. So that's something that the community can do. Promoting biking, promoting walking to work, really looking at how you can improve or reduce your carbon footprint associated with how you're using mobility options around the city.
And so just like you mentioned, that really saves a business's bottom line, and same for residents.
Right.
What does it do for people at home to be able to save money and at the same time have that balance of improving society in general?
Right. And that's one of the big things about, I think, sustainability in general. It's about looking at the co-benefits of initiatives. It's not just about one objective as a means to the end. It's about what can that do across the board. So if we're improving the efficiency of our vehicles, yes, it saves money. Yes, it reduces air quality, but it also at the same time can improve the number of green jobs in the community to support those electric vehicles. If we're planting trees because we like trees, it improves air quality. It provides shade, which also helps reduce energy cost. It also provides a more a healthier and a more walkable environment for people who need to walk to work or walk to resources. And trees improve property value. So we really need to look at all of these co-benefits for these actions.
So there's definitely an economic benefit to being sustainable as well. Those are great points for the community to understand as well. So let's look at this next year ahead. You mentioned council's going to be providing in the proposed budget some funding for air quality initiatives. What are some activities that we can look forward to in the next year?
Sure. So we're going to be, we received funding again for the Breathe Today, Essay Tomorrow campaign. We're going to be pushing that. The real big flagship program that we're going to have this year is around climate. We have authorization from council and funding from CPS. We'll be working with UTSA on a climate action and adaptation plan. And again, getting back to that idea of co-benefits, as we reduce our greenhouse gas emissions, that's going to correlate to improving air quality. So those are, you know, really big, big focus that we have. And it really is going to be focusing on working with the community to see what their thoughts are around climate and where they want to go with that big initiative.
Let's talk a little bit about that community involvement. Where can people go to find out more about this campaign?
You know, right now, it's still evolving. We'll be through our City of San Antonio Office of Sustainability website is probably a good place to start. Following that, the campaign will really focus at community forums through social media. And really, we're hoping to get into the neighborhoods. I think one of the opportunities that we have by partnering with UTSA is having their student body really taking an active role to get into the neighborhoods and talk to residents and talk to businesses to find out what they really feel about climate as well as air quality.
And you see students getting involved. This is an issue that's important for them. Why does it matter so much for us to get started now and not wait till later?
I think as we're seeing the world's changing. I think you just look at the news now with Hurricane Harvey, all the other hurricanes. We can't look back at traditional weather patterns and climate as normal. There's a new normal, and it's really important for us as a city to position ourselves to prepare for that future. It's about economic competitiveness. It's about the health and well-being of our neighborhoods and our residents. And a lot of it is, what if something happens? How are we going to respond? And how are we going to be resilient in terms of bouncing back and bouncing forward from those impacts?
Great. Well, thank you so much for sharing the vision today to preserve San Antonio's air quality and for sharing those little ways that businesses and residents can help out. Doug, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you so much for our listeners at home for joining us. We look forward to hearing more from you and from all of the residents of San Antonio. Let's keep San Antonio the largest clean air city in the nation. You can learn more on our social media sites, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and even Twitter, or go to our website at sanantonio.gov/breathetoday.